From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is proposing changes to school meal programs that could limit the variety of vegetables served at lunch and cut fruit servings at some breakfasts. According to thepacker.com, the changes announced last Friday give school food service operators more flexibility and will lead to less food waste. The USDA published the proposed changes on the Federal Register website yesterday, which starts a 60-day comment period. President Trump recently left D.C. for the friendlier confines of Austin, Texas, and the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention. AgWeb.com reports it was the third consecutive year speaking to farmers and ranchers from across the country, and according to the latest Farm Journal Pulse poll, may have been his warmest greeting yet. Overall job approval for President Trump ticked up a point in January to 83%, 64% strongly, only 16% disapprove. Water woes in California's major dairy shed are likely to get worse as the state soon begins to implement the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which could boost the milk production costs while devaluing dairy farm assets for some. Daily Dairy Report's Serena Sharp tells MilkBusiness.com the SGMA will dramatically alter groundwater use throughout the state over 2 years, especially in the Central Valley, where water shortages are most severe. She says California dairy producers will likely see production costs rise as feed crops lose acreage to cash crops. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.